Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet's Friday, the 1st of May. The sun is in Taurus, ruled by Venus. Planets are saying...
Okay.
And they are...
Happy Beltane, assorted.
Okay.
Instead of taking the first suggested modification or helpful recommendation or invitation to do it differently from people who allegedly care about your well-being as the last word, and adjusting your project program schedule accordingly, go slow, the better to preserve your sanity and eraser. There is more to it, whatever it may be, than meets the eye, although it could be a few days before you are fully conversant with the various ramifications of the new order. Also, try to observe where an arrangement stands without charging in to finalize it, hermetically seal it, or freeze the moment in time forever. According to these planets, whether or not you are conscious of it, or more precisely concentrating on this specific aspect of the situation, you stand to benefit from more rather than less wiggle room, maneuverability, or mind changing. Moreover, an ambition looks highly attainable. And you will get further faster if you remember that necessity is the mother of invention and refrain from reflexively sticking to the script because it's there and that's the way you've always done it. In other words, be open to spontaneously adopting Plan B or C should it appeal and the situation warrant.
Okay, signs particularly affected by these assorted planets.
Taurus, Cancer, Leo, Aquarius.
And if one's birthday, 1st of May.
Your mission? Try to be very open-minded about proposals regarding the most efficient way to manage or approach assorted ventures. While history is a useful guide, it has also been known to begin at the point in time most convenient to the argument, an argument that isn't necessarily relevant here and could have the net effect of getting you into, rather than out of, your own way.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planet.